If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Hey, 720 WGN. John Landecker, how you doing? 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. So, I'm reading the paper the other day, because, I do that. And I see this intriguing headline. It says, Yorkville man, part of a canoe team, claiming a world record. A group paddled the length of the Mississippi River in less than 17 days. Wally, are you with me?
John, I'm with you. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. Now, how do you say your last name? I don't want to screw it up.
Hey, my last name is pronounced Werderick.
Got it. Thank goodness I asked. Just wanted to make sure. So, let me get this right. You left a good job in the city where you were working with the man every day and night.
that's exactly how the story always starts.
And then you went rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
I just think, well, there's so many things I want to get to about this. But the entire length of the Mississippi River is how long?
So the Mississippi twists and turns and it floods and it goes all over the place. But it's generally thought of being right around 2,350 miles.
2,350 miles?
Yes. Yep. 2,350 miles. Starts at the headwaters, Lake Itasca, Minnesota, and goes all the way down past New Orleans, 90 miles past New Orleans, wow, to a place called, mile marker zero, Head of Passes. And that's the traditional route that is considered the length of the Mississippi River.
Man, oh man. Now, I've seen the Mississippi River, and it's pretty wide in some spots. Does it change in its width? Does it become wider, narrower? What happens? Or is it all pretty much the same?
Well, John, I got to tell you, it's pretty incredible. You know, up there at the headwaters where it starts,
yeah,
when it comes out of Lake Itasca, it's tiny. It's about
really?
The size of a creek.
What?
Yeah. No, I swear, you wouldn't believe it if you didn't see it with your own eyes.
Oh, I believe you.
It's about the size of a creek, maybe like a one-lane road. And not only that, but it's really twisty. It twists back and forth, goes through wild rice fields, and it's very, very wilderness up there in the very first part of the river.
But then by the time you get to parts of, Minnesota or whatever, I'm sure it expands greatly because I've seen some really... I don't know how wide it is, but they call it a big river because it's big. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
That thing is huge.
Once it leaves the upper part in the headwaters of the Mississippi, other tributaries start feeding into it, and it gets bigger and it gets bigger and it gets bigger. And by the time it gets down to Minneapolis, the Minnesota River feeds into it, and then it starts to get to be the bigger river that everybody starts thinking about, and that's the... That's where the shipping channel comes in. That's where the barges start, is up there in Minneapolis. And that's what a lot of people call the middle section of the Mississippi River. And in the middle section, that's kind of like what's bordered here in Illinois, where there's a lock and dam, and the locks with the barges coming through. Yeah, and when you get to that point, it's a pretty darn big river. There's spots there where, it's a half a mile wide.
Yeah. Now, you did this in a canoe, is that right?
We did.
Now, I've had very limited experience with a canoe when I was back in the Boy Scouts, and I cannot imagine.
That's how I started too.
I mean, I cannot imagine how you can handle a canoe down the Mississippi River. That's just.
It was a four-person canoe. It was a 23-foot canoe with four seats in it. So there were four of us, and we did it all together. And what we would do, we would paddle pretty much 24/7 the whole length of the Mississippi River. And we ate in the canoe, we slept in the canoe,
we did
just about everything in the canoe. And about, wow. I would say we got out of the canoe maybe about 15 to 20 minutes every day, and that was mainly just to switch spots as to where people were sitting
right.
in the canoe.
Hold on the line there. We're going down the Mississippi River some more when we come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, John Landecker, along with Wally Wiedrich, and you and three other gentlemen were in this canoe going down the entire length of the Mississippi River. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. We did it in record speed.
You know, I can't imagine. You said you paddled or canoed or whatever the term is 24/7. In the middle of the night on the Mississippi River, that's got to that has to be quite an experience.
I'm telling you, it was. It was an experience in a lot of different ways. You know, some ways we would be in the middle of nowhere, and it would just be pitch black, and it was so amazing because you could look up and see the best starlit skies reflecting off of the river and the water on the river, and it was just so serene and kind of a peaceful setting. You wouldn't necessarily think of that from the Mississippi River. And then the flip side of that was then also some of the scariest parts, most terrifying parts, were when you're in the river at night in the darkness, and the barges are coming up and down the river, and those barges are monstrous, and as big as they are, there really wasn't much lighting on those barges, so they were very, very hard to see. So we would get in situations. We played it as safe as we possibly could. We had two boats that were following us that were safety boats, and one of them had a radar signature on it. And we had a nav radio, so we were constantly talking with the barges. But at the same time, the responsibility was on us in the canoe to make sure the canoe was in the right spot so we didn't tangle with anything in regards to hitting the barges, or even worse, at least from our perspective, was getting the canoe swamped through the barge wake that was coming off those huge engines.
Well, that sort of leads me into a question about the weather or how rough the river gets. What kind of weather did you have throughout this entire experience?
Boy, I tell you what, John, in order to set the record, and if anybody wants to try it, one of the most important things is that everything has to turn out perfect as far as the weather goes. And we surely lucked out with that. We had really, really good weather for almost the entire trip. We hit some rain at the beginning of the trip. Mm-hmm. And throughout the trip, we had some really strong headwinds from time to time. But there really wasn't any type of weather that was very debilitating to us. In fact, prior to us going, we really lucked out over the winter. There was a pretty good snowpack up in the northern United States, and that all melted and created some nice high water for us on the upper Mississippi until we got down to Fort Defiance down at the point of Illinois when the Ohio River came in. Then it kind of got less. We got less of an advantage through the current, but at the same time, that didn't do anything to hurt us.
Okay, so you're paddling 24/7, 17 days. I remember my limited experience in a canoe, as I said earlier. This has got to be an incredible upper body workout. How did you get in shape for this? I mean, this isn't just something you don't just casually get into a canoe and go, hey, we're going down the Mississippi.
That's absolutely true. And beyond just the physical nature of it, we had, the four guys in the canoe, we had two support boats with us. Each one of those support boats had three people. And then beyond the people that were on the support boat, we had another team of about another 16 people that were on the shore that prepared all of our food, would arrange all of the different logistical coordination in terms of spots where the safety boats would pull over and fuel up, and it was quite the undertaking beyond just us. But getting back to the physical part of it, John, the best way to train for it was canoeing. So my whole life I've been canoeing, and I trained a lot during the summer and fall and spring on the river, on the Fox River here in Yorkville with the St. Charles Canoe Club out of St. Charles, Illinois here. And then in the winter, I swam. I swam a lot. And that's what I did to get ready.
24/7 on the Mississippi River, you're going. Now, I understand you're going for one of those Guinness World Records. Where does that stand? Because I know those things can be a little red. They got red tape and all sorts of things you got to jump through. Where is it?
For sure. What we did is before we left, we put in an application saying that we were going to attempt the record. And we paid a fee for the attempt. And they gave us a set of rules that we had to go by. It wasn't a situation where somebody from Guinness followed us down there, but we had to, at the back end, provide proof that we did what we said we were going to do. So we had two transponders on the boat that would send a GPS ping to the internet every 3 to 5 minutes showing exactly where we were.
Wow.
And that was one of the things that we're using. And then these were the other ones that kind of made me smile, John, is that the ground crew periodically would have to go to the shore and get people to sign affidavits saying that they saw us doing what we said we were doing.
Yeah, you have to have an eyewitness.
Right. And then finally, the other one that I thought was a lot of fun was they required us to take pictures of us or somebody to take pictures of us by landmarks on the trip to submit with our application. So we had to take pictures, by the St. Louis Arch or when we went by Tower Rock and all of these different spots on the Mississippi River. We had to take our pictures by them and include those with our application to say that we are to prove that we're doing what said we did.
Speaking of pictures, did anybody video any of this? Did you videotape this entire trip?
I'm telling you, that's one of the coolest things, John, is that there was a production company called Wilderness Mindset that followed us on the whole time, and they're intending to put together a documentary about the trip. And I tell you what, they put out a teaser video, a trailer on it, and my gosh, it is so fantastic!
Is it on YouTube?
That comes out.
Is it on YouTube?
The trailer is. Yeah, the trailer's on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and type in Wilderness Mindset, you'll bring up the production company, and on their website, there you can see the trailer. It's posted up there on YouTube, and they've got a website as well, wildernessmindset.com. If you go there, you can sign up to be on their newsletter list, and they'll keep everybody posted in terms of how the production of the documentary is moving forward and when they're planning on releasing that.
We've only got a couple of minutes left, Wally, but there is one thing I want to get to quickly, and that's the camaraderie and the positivity that you talk about in the article and how well everybody got along with each other during the entire experience.
Well, I tell you what, John, that was one of the things that really was a driving factor of both everybody in the canoe and everybody in the ground crew.
Yeah.
It everybody was just so positive, and that positivity bubbled over, and we had a really strong presence on social media, and that positive energy that we got from the social media and people coming out to the river and wishing us their best as we went down the river, it was just amazing. They say that rivers, and especially the Mississippi River, is a magical place, and it brings out the best in people. And you read stories about the river, Huck Finn and Mark Twain stories and everything like that, and about the magic of the river. And it's true. It's really neat. The river really brought out the best in people, and it brought out the positivity in us. And that was, one of the strongest drives. It was so amazing.
Well, you know what? I can really tell, and I'm sure everybody who's listening can tell, your enthusiasm that's still there for this whole project. I'm going to get off the air tonight and go to YouTube. I can't wait till the documentary comes out. The article in the paper was fantastic. It just sounds like a most awesome experience, Wally. Thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it.
Hey, John, thanks so much for having me on and giving me the opportunity to speak about the trip and reliving it again. It's fun to do it.
Well, you know what? You're a good spokesman. Thanks, spokesperson. Right, I got it. Okay. There's Wally, man, going down the Mississippi River.